I enjoy running, and all things considered, I think I'm really good at it. Not great, but good. I've run a qualifying time for the Boston Marathon, for my age, I hasten to add, and for people who know a thing or two about running, being able to qualify for Boston is an indication that I definitely take it quite seriously. If I didn't enjoy it, I wouldn't do it. There are lots of other ways to keep fit and other hobbies a man of my age could take up. I would think anyone who runs regularly enjoys it. If they didn't, they would try out other sports and activities until they found one they liked. I don't know, cycling, yoga, swimming, stamp collecting, who knows, whatever. You get the picture. So like most runners, running is the easy part for me. Not saying that it's not tiring doing speed interval trainings, or my muscles don't burn when I'm running up hills, or I like getting out of a warm bed to run 21 miles when it's snowing, which incidentally is what I did this morning. But if you have run more than two marathons like me, and you're training for your third, you clearly must enjoy it, or you would have stopped. But if running is the easy part, then it's everything else that is difficult. I find stretching difficult. I find it really difficult to eat the right foods. I hate all the strength work in the gym I'm meant to do. If I like stretching, I would do an audio boo and a blog about yoga and go on yoga retreats like my friend and his wife. If I found dieting and eating the right foods fun, I'd have an Instagram account like my friend who writes and photographs all his cookery. He does it under the pseudonym Hummus Boy. It's really quite good, you should check it out. So, Hummus Boy Instagram. And he's got a blog. Really good. Anyway, I digress. Because if I liked lifting weights and doing lunges and squats and press-ups, if that was my thing, I'd have never taken up running in the first place. It was boredom of going to the gym that helped me discover my love of running in the first place. No. What I enjoy is putting one foot in front of the other as fast as possible for as long as possible. Well, up to 26 miles. But if I'm going to one day run a sub 3-hour marathon, if I want to stay injury free and be able to run all my life, and if I want to be my best running weight, in short, if I want to achieve what I think of as greatness, I have to do all the things I don't enjoy. I think what is true for my running is also true for life and is a lesson for all of us. To be good at something is easy, relatively speaking. You just need to find out what you enjoy and have a natural aptitude for. But to be really great is about doing all the stuff you don't like. Every job, every activity has the bit that people think is the job. For example, running looks like it is literally about moving your legs really fast. But in reality, to be a great runner, you have to increase your core strength, increase your flexibility, and build up even your arm muscles. Every job has the bits that no one sees, but mastering them is the difference between good and great. I want to be a great runner. As I said, for me, greatness is running a sub 3-hour marathon. I want to be great at my job, which, like running, I enjoy. But to achieve greatness in either field, I would have to stop solely concentrating on the aspects I love and drew me to the activity in the first place and work more on the stuff I don't like. So that's my lesson, that I have to do the stuff that maybe isn't the most fun. Not the best lesson, or not one which I really want to embrace, but one which I know I have to do. Anyway, the pitch today is of my wife and I after the Rio Marathon, having fun on the winner's podium, and that, for me, was a day where I achieved greatness.